Hello.
Hi, is this Jacob?
This is him.
Good to speak with you again, Jacob. Mr. Sanders, this is Paul. I'm calling you back here from Local Splash. I have Nikki with us already on the line. She's going to be your client interview technician, so Nikki's going to take really good care of you. She's going to get all the information that we need to get everything started, all the information that you need to kind of manage things. By the way, the call may be recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. I know Nikki takes really good care of all of our clients. Do you though have any questions for me before I hand it over to her?
No, she should be able to answer any questions I've got for you as well, huh?
Well, that's probably true. And she is already on the line. She's going to take it from here. I appreciate
that,
Jacob. I appreciate you too, Nikki. You guys have a great rest of the day. Thank you.
Appreciate it, boss.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Hi, Jacob. How's your day?
Hello. That's okay.
Sounds great. So you have this call take about 40 to 45 minutes. It's not so good time.
You said 30 to 45 minutes?
No, yeah, but around like 40 to 45 minutes.
Okay, yeah, I mean, I guess.
All right. And thank you so much for choosing Local Splash as your digital growth partner. So our goal for today's interview, Jacob, is to collect key insight about your business, your services, differentiators, and goals, so our team can drive the highest return for your investment. So first, I will verify your business details. Second, we'll define the real revenue opportunity, the services and keywords that matter. And lastly, I'll explain the Google Business Profile verification steps and outline our next actions together. And if ever you have any questions or clarifications, please do not hesitate to call me up and ask me, because I want to make sure that we will be able to set up your account perfectly with me, okay?
Okay.
And I see it here, Jacob, that you already signed the terms and conditions and you're done setting up the ticketed question with Paul. So I'm going to go ahead now and proceed with verifying your business details to ensure accuracy. So if you hear anything that is inaccurate, please let me know so I can make those corrections. So I got it here. Your business name is called Sanders Elite Services LLC, correct?
Correct. Correct.
And the address that I have on here is 1108 County Road, 441 Verbena, Alabama, 36091.
That's right.
And is this a home address or an office location?
Oh, that's a home address.
Mm-hmm. Home address, I see. Are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
Insured, and I have a business license.
Gotcha. Will you be able to read to me your business license number and expiration date?
Hold on just a second. Let me go.
Okay. If it's not handy, just let me know.
I mean, I don't have it right in front of me. I'm looking in my, excuse me. Federal or state?
State.
Let me go look in my face. Hold on just a second.
Yep, just take your time.
Give me just a second. Should be in here. Oh, state of Alabama. What in the fuck is on this? Oh, I'm looking for it. Hold on.
Yep, just take your time. If it's not handy right now, it's okay. You can send it through email or text message. Would that work for you?
Yeah, that's fine, because I'm trying to find it.
All right. Yep, that's okay if it's not handy right now. And is it okay if I can go ahead and proceed and ask you questions?
Yes.
All right. And also, are you open to publicly display in your home address, Jacob?
No.
Google have, okay, I'm going to hide it for you then. All right. And I just want to make sure, can you receive mail at this address?
Yes.
Okay, and later in the call, I will be providing you with a call tracking number that your leads will contact you on. But for communications with Local Splash, can we still reach you on the primary phone number 205-312-8695?
Yes.
And I just want to make sure that I got here your correct email address, and that's jacobsanders@gmail.com.
That's right. Or jacobsanders139@gmail.com.
Oh, yeah. It's jacobsanders139@gmail.com. All righty. And do you already have a business website?
I have a Facebook, and that's it.
Okay. So if you don't have any business website yet, that's nothing to worry. We can launch a high-converting site for you, specially designed for local leads and disability. So let me just go ahead and pull up some website URL options or domain names for you to choose from. And also, Jacob, I always suggest that you have a shorter domain name, so it's going to be easier for your clients to remember. So let me have it here. Do you have any short domain name in mind so I can check if it's available?
Do I have a what in mind?
Do you have any shorter domain name so I can check if that's available?
What do you mean, like SES or something?
Like a shorter domain name for your website. For example, would it be okay for you to have your domain name like sanderselite.com or sanderselite.net instead of the whole sanderseliteservicesllc.com? Because it's very long, and we highly suggest to make it shorter.
Yeah, that's fine. Whatever you suggest, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm paying y'all to do these things, you know, that's what I'd like, you know, you do what you think is the best intentions for my company. That's what I'm paying
gotcha.
You for.
Mm-hmm. So let's look with sanderselite.com as your domain name, and just in case that you will cancel your services with us and you wanted to keep the domain name, you can have this for $99, okay?
Okay.
All right. So now we can create a stunning website for you engineered for conversion. And since we'll be creating a website, I'm going to ask you a few questions with regards to the website that you would like. So for your website, what brand colors or color scheme do you want?
What is it called? I want to say it's called like a desert sand or it's like a brownish color.
Brownish color.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. My wife knows it. She did it.
Okay.
Hey, when you made that, what's the color? The gray color I was trying to go for on my logo? Desert something or?
Desert sand.
Is it desert sand? Yeah, desert sand color.
Desert sand. You basically want to use your logo colors?
Yes, yes. That would be fun.
So I'll note it here. We'll use the logo colors. This desert sand. And what are your top 3 to 6 services that you want to feature on your homepage?
Mobile welding repairs, exterior and interior remodeling, tree removal and stump grinding, and excavation, land excavation. Property clearing. I don't know how you want to write it up, but
mm-hmm.
those are the same things.
Excavation
thing.
Services? Like excavation services?
Yeah, like land clearing. You can just put land clearing. You ain't got to put excavation.
Okay, land clearing here. I think I missed one. I have here mobile welding repairs, exterior and interior models, stump grinding, and land clearing. I missed one, right?
Tree removal.
Tree removal, okay. All right. And let me just note that. Do you want to include any special offers, deals, or promotions in your site?
No.
Okay, we can skip it. And do you have reviews outside Google that you would like to be displayed in your website? For example, from
Yeah, I got some on Home Advisor or Angie's, whichever one you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
You can use all of them.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. I think Paul left a link for your Angie's here, so we will work on that. Reviews.
Do y'all have an app to download?
Yeah, yes. Thank you so much for bringing that up. So I'm actually going to send you later, so I'll send it to you right now. So we have this, what we call this Local Splash app, and I'll send you an email that says Local Splash app intro, okay?
Okay.
So you just have to log in using your primary phone number, and it will send you a one-time passcode. All right, so I already sent it. You should receive it in a while. And also, Jacob, do you have any...
Through text message or email?
Send it through a text message and an email.
Oh, both of them?
And also, would you like to, do you have any videos or pictures that you specifically want to be represented in your site?
Yes, I can send you some, or how would you like to do that?
Gotcha. So, yep, you can send it to us, or you can upload them to your dashboard or app.
Well, I'm trying, but it's not showing me anything.
All right. Have you already successfully downloaded the app or the dashboard?
No, I haven't gotten a text message or email. That's what I was looking for.
Okay. You should receive it in a moment. I actually already sent it. Or how about your dashboard? I see that you were trying to log in earlier.
Yeah, I logged into it. I just was trying to do that through the app. Here it goes.
Okay. And also, do you want to include a gallery of before and after photos or videos?
I do have some before and after.
Okay.
And what do I need to do? Just go to my dashboard and post it on there?
Yep. You can upload it to your dashboard.
Okay. Let me check this out.
And also, would you like to enable online payments on your site?
No, not on my site.
Okay. Yep. We can skip that. And would you like your customers to be able to book directly on your site?
No, I would like to talk to all of them before.
And are there any special features that you would like to add in your site? For example, AI chat widget or some blogs?
What would the AI thing do?
So it like actually answers like most frequently asked questions for you. Or do you want to think about that or skip it for now?
You can do something like that or no, it's fine. No, I'd just rather them call me. I don't want them to deal with nothing. If they can't call me during business hours, I just don't want the phone to ring.
Right. So let's do the AI chat widget for you. And are there any websites that you like, Jacob, like from competitors or anyone's website? And what do you like about that? Maybe we can use it as a reference.
Are you talking about just websites in general?
Any websites that you like, their layout or anything that you like on the website, or you haven't really checked anyone's website at all?
Oh, let me see here. Like, I kind of like, I don't know if y'all can do it.
Yeah, can you provide me the link? I will check it with our team. Can you tell me the domain name so I can pull it up?
Hold on just a second.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Home Depot website? Like how you just click on and it's kind of got advertising and it starts, you know, showing different things already.
Is that HomeDepot.com?
Yeah, the Home Depot.
.com, yes.
Okay.
Like, you click on it, and then it posts at the top, you know, it says the search bar, but obviously we wouldn't need a search bar. That could be something, you know, like contact information or something like that. And then just, if you just scroll down a little bit, you see it starts putting out pictures and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
It says shop now, but, like, instead of it saying shop now, we say, like, call to book an appointment or something.
Gotcha. All right. Yep, we actually have that on the website. And let me see. Oh, so you want your customers to book their appointments on your site?
No, I'm saying call, like, put my number there and, like, call to book an appointment.
Call directly and not for booking. All right, let me note that. And do you want to show any certifications, affiliations, or partner logos on your site?
Oh, you said partner logos?
Yep. For example, BBB or manufacturer brands.
No, I'm good on that. We could,
And where do you want your license number to show? Usually, we put it on footer by default. Are you okay with that, or is there any place that you wanted it to be placed? For example, hero or banner?
Like, if you're looking at the Home Depot page, like, how it pulls up, like, I don't know if you were looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
Or could look at it.
I'm actually trying to pull up the Home Depot right now. Just want to make
okay,
sure.
Okay, just let me know when you go to the official site.
Okay. So that domain name, just to make sure, is homedepot.com, correct?
Right.
Actually, I can pull up the website right now. There must be wrong on my server, but let me know.
How do you spell Depot? DEPOT.com?
Yeah. Home Depot. DEPOT.com.
Yeah, I don't know why you can't pull it up.
Yep, I'm actually checking it here. Why not? But can you let me know what you specifically want on that? And a way my team is trying to pull it up. Mm-hmm.
Basically, like at the top, just my company, name displayed, and then, like, contact information and something, you know, referencing to book an appointment or call today to book an appointment.
Gotcha.
And then, scrolling down with pictures and stuff like that of the work done, and at the bottom of it, like, the reviews that have been left.
Okay. So, anyways, I'm leaving the link here for my website team to check so that they can create this as a reference that you would like on the website, okay?
Yeah, I don't want the search bar, though.
Okay, yep. I'm actually noting it here that you don't want the search bar. Alrighty. And also, let me check it here. Is there anything specific that you want to see on your website that we haven't covered?
Just as long as, you know, they can look me up and call me off there, that's fine. That's all I care about.
Okay. And do you want a deeper conversation about your site layout or advanced features? I can book you a call with our website team, specifically with our design specialist. Or would you like to see your website first before you want to call with them?
No, I don't need to call. I would just like to, you know, somewhere note in there, like, we offer a wide range of services, and, you know, we are very professional with the jobs that we get, and we do an extremely well job and stuff like that, you know, just stuff like that to give the customer confidence in choosing us, you know.
Something on your about page, right?
Right, something like that, or, like,
okay.
I would just like that to be seen, you know, something of that nature to be seen as soon as you're looking at it, like, book an appointment, these are the services we offer, here's some pictures of the work we've done.
Gotcha. Let me note that here, and let me see. All right, thank you so much for that. and I will let our website team know about the conversation that we have with regard to the site that you like. And now let's set up your call tracking, Jacob, which is included in your package to follow Google's best practices for growth. So we provide a unique local number that redirects instantly to your main line, so your daily workflow stays exactly the same. This tool tracks every lead and filters out spam, giving us the insights.
So when they call me, I'm going to see their actual number, but they're not going to see my actual number, basically?
Yep, actually, when they call you, they will call you through the call tracking, and it will still go through directly to the number that ends with 8695.
Okay.
So, yep, let me just go ahead and pull up the phone number that my team gets for you. Okay, so let me know if you're okay with this phone number so we can finalize it, okay? So they have this 205-6363-959. Are you okay with this?
I mean, yeah, that's fun.
Okay. Anyways, after we end this call, Jacob, I will do a test call to the call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine. All right. And also, would you like to elevate your customer's first impression of your business with a professional voice meeting? We do have a one-time fee of $19 for this, and we'll record and implement a brand quality greeting in your calls. You can request updates to your greeting at any time. So before you hear a ring on your end, your potential customers will hear this. Hi, thank you for calling Standards Elite Services LLC. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer, or press 2 if you are an existing customer. So the $19 one-time payment would be for the professional recording. We can use the sample provided, or if you would like to have your own message to be recorded, then a team can record it for you. Are you interested in adding this to your subscription?
No, I'm all right.
All right, yep, you can skip it. And if ever you change your mind, you can always add it anytime, okay?
Okay.
All righty. And are you familiar with Google Workspace?
With Google what?
Google Workspace.
No.
Okay, so Google Workspace, Jacob, allows you to run your professional email, calendar, and documents in your own domain. So you can have an email that would match your domain for instant credibility. For example, you already have a domain name, the one that you did get earlier, thesandersalit.com. And with Google Workspace, you can have an email that would match your domain for instant credibility. For example, you can have an email that says jacob@sandersalit.com or info@sandersalit.com. And that would build immediate trust with prospects and enable your team to stay organized with cloud storage, secure file sharing, and collaborative tools. Would you have a starting price of $19 per month per user? Is that a step you'd like to add to your growth toolkit?
No.
Okay. Yep. And we're going to identify your most valuable service keywords. So these are the terms that will connect you with ideal clients looking to hire now. So earlier you've mentioned these services that you do, like mobile welding repairs, exterior remodels, stump grinding, land clearing, tree removal. So what's the number one service you want to win? Like, which services are most profitable and which jobs do you want more of?
I would say the welding, and the tree work.
Okay.
And I guess just all of it, really.
Okay. But anyways, do you want it to be found first in the keyword welding services?
You talking about like when someone's looking up something?
Yes.
No, I mean, it's like if they looked up welding, like I'd like my name to pull up. Or if they looked up trees, so, you know, I'd like my name to pull up.
Yep, actually, when they search for the keyword welding services, when we optimize your business name would pull up. So do you want it to be found first with the keyword welding services, or do you want it to be found first with the remodeling services? What do you think?
No, the welding will be fine.
Okay. So we have building services, and I'm going to read to you the keywords, the top performing industry keywords under welding services. Let me know if you want to add or change any, because we optimize for all relevant service, but your main focus shapes your ranking and budget priorities. You will get an email with your personalized keyword strategy. Just reply if you want to make updates, okay? So we've got here, we do have a welding services, we have a welding repair, mobile welding services, industrial welding repair, structural welding repair, aluminum welding repair, steel welding repair, and
you can take off aluminum.
Okay, let's take out aluminum here. How about steel welding repair?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. All right. We also do stainless steel welding repair, emergency welding repair, and welding fabrication services.
Okay.
All right. Okay, and we have also added here mobile weld, the exterior remodeling and interior remodeling, stump grinding, land clearing, tree removal, and some tree services.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, do you have any other keywords that I have not mentioned that you would like to add?
No, that's pretty much it.
Okay. Anyways, Jacob, you will receive an email with all the keywords that we just went over. If you want to go ahead and change any keywords from the list, or if you want to add more, you can reply to my email so that we can make the proper adjustments, okay?
Okay. You can do decks as well.
Okay, decks. Is it going to be deck building?
Yeah, like decks, like a porch or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Like deck building and repair and porch repair and
yes,
building?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and separate those keywords just to make sure that it will pop up. So we have deck and porch repair.
Now, I don't get charged off of every time someone calls me, correct?
No. Okay. If you don't have a paper lead or service.
Okay.
All right. Well, porch repair and is it going to be porch building and repair?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So, do you have any other keywords? Are you okay with this for now?
No, that's it.
Okay. You also do tree trimming?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to add it for you because that is a top word for tree services. I'm also checking out other keywords for you. All right. Anyways, you'll receive an email with all the keywords that we just went over, Jacob. So if you want to go ahead and change any keywords from the list, or if you want to add more, you can reply to my email so that we can make the proper adjustments, okay?
All righty. Thank you.
All right. So now, just a few quick questions so we can differentiate your brand and fuel your digital marketing strategy. So my question for you is, can you tell me anything unique about your business or anything that sets you apart from your competitors? Because earlier you mentioned about having a wide range of services and very professional with the jobs. So can you provide me more about your business?
Yeah, I mean, I work with, the guys that work for me are, you know, some of the best in the state, for real, when it comes down to some of the work that we do. And as far as welding goes, I mean, we've got 5+ years of welding.
Gotcha. 5+ years of welding services experience. Okay. Sounds good. And do you offer free estimates?
Yes. Well, one free estimate.
One free estimate.
Yes.
Okay. And is this family-owned business?
No. I mean, it's my business.
All right. Is this locally owned and operated?
Yes.
Gotcha. All right. We have the description here, but we highlighted it here that your guys who is working for you are the best in the industry, best in the state, right?
Yeah, you can say that.
Okay. And do you have a mission statement?
What do you mean by that?
Okay, so I do prepare a list of mission statements for you, Jacob. I'm going to read it and let me know if there's anything that you like from the list, okay? So these are the samples of mission statements we have here. At Standards Elite Services LLC, we strive to be a company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services. We have here at Standards Elite Services LLC, we strive for honesty and fairness in our relationships with our customers. The third one.
That one. Honesty and fairness.
Gotcha. And do you have a tagline or slogan?
No, I don't.
Do you want to personalize and you can send it to us? Or you can think about it?
You can put like a local company you can trust.
Okay, local company you can trust. Gotcha. And how many years have you been in business?
One.
You started this 2025?
Yes. No,
okay. 2026. Okay. But you do have like more than 5 years of experience, right?
Right.
Amazing. All right, I'll note it that way, but this is not this year, but you have 5 years of experience, more than 5 years of experience. All right. And how many people work with your company?
How many people work with?
Yeah. With your company.
I don't know. I kind of hire and fire.
It doesn't have to be like full-time employees, but just an approximate count of persons actively participating in the operation of your company on a regular basis. Like, can you
just
give
one?
Okay, one for now. And do you work with residential, commercial, or both?
I haven't gotten any commercial, but it's been mainly residential and industrial.
Okay. All right. And I just want to confirm, Jacob, that I got here your correct hours of operations. It says from Monday through Fridays, you do 7 to 6. On Saturdays, that's 10 to 1. And on Sundays, it's 1 to 3. Is that correct?
I'm sorry. Could you repeat that?
Yep. From Monday through Fridays, you do 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. On Saturdays, you do 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. On Sundays, you do 1 p.m. to 3 p.m.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Okay.
Well, actually, you can take Sunday off. You can take Sunday off.
Sunday's closed. Okay. And what types of payment do you accept?
Cash, checks, and I'm trying to develop a thing where I can take credit cards, but not right now.
Okay, for now, just cash and checks.
Right.
Okay. So now that we have your business information, Jacob, you do have two options. The first option is we will optimize your preference for quality leads from tap channels like Google, Facebook, and Yelp for no extra cost. And this is the best option that we offer. The second option is we can list your company on an expanded set of 100-plus directories, but I don't recommend you this option because blanketing 100 directories can open you to spam calls and waste your time. So you'll appear everywhere, but not always to the right audience. So which option do you prefer?
Let's go to the first one you said, the one you recommended.
Right. Mm-hmm. So let's work with that. And now let's cover your Google Business Profile, your key assets for booking high-value jobs. So yes, I see it here that your business is located in Urbana, Alabama. So for this, Jacob, which service areas or specific cities or zip codes would you like to dominate? And I would like to give my suggestion because, of course, I wanted you to have a better ranking on your Google Business Profile. And for you to have a better ranking, it's very helpful if you focus on a maximum of 5 cities or 5 zip codes. Do you think we could work on that?
Yeah, you could do that.
Okay. Can you provide me 5 cities or 5 zip codes that you would like to dominate? And that should be under 2 hours driving distance so that your Google Business Profile will not get suspended, okay?
Yeah, you can go from Clinton, Montgomery, Shelby County, Autauga County, Elmore County.
We're going to work with county?
I'm saying, well, you said... they just have different area codes. So, I mean, not area code, zip codes.
Yeah, we can work with counties as long as under 2 hours driving distance, okay? So let me just go ahead and change it here again. can we go over? I've only added it here, Montgomery and Shelby.
Yeah, Chilton, Elmore, and Otago.
Okay, so I got here Elmore, Shelton, and Otago. So I have 5 counties.
And how many more do you need?
I highly suggest that we work with 5.
Okay, well, you said 5?
Yep, so I got here Montgomery, Shelby, Elmore, Shelton, and Otago.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. And do you know, Jacob, if you do have a Google Business profile?
No, I don't. That's why I'm calling y'all. That's what I paid y'all for.
All right. Yep, before I try to call you, I did a few research and check if you do have an existing Google Business profile, but I didn't see anything. So that's nothing to worry. We will create and optimize it for you, okay? So Google will require one or two verifications and chooses the verification method. It's either video, phone, email, or postcard, and your assistant is essential for success. So most commonly, you'll verify with a short video tour to show your location, signage, equipment, and proof of management, and you will send specific instructions to make this quick and easy. Do you have any business cards or any signage?
Nope.
You also have any business card for now?
Nope.
Okay. If you don't have any business card yet, Jacob, we can create a digital business card for you, so you just have to print it out. Would you like us to create a business card for you, a digital business card?
Cool. Yeah, that's fine.
All right. So we do have 4 templates that you can choose from. I can send you an email, and you can respond to the template that you would like for us to create. Okay?
All righty.
All right, so let me just send it to you also, so you can respond to that. Okay. All right.
All right.
Let me just send it here. Okay. And also, Jacob, in the unlikely event that the postcard method is used, you will receive one in about 5 to 7 days to the address you gave me earlier. You can reach out to us with a code or enter it yourself on the client dashboard. If you have any troubles with video verification, you can shorten the length of the video, and we recommend 1 to 3 minutes. However, it can be as low as 30 seconds. You can also lower the video quality on your phone if the video file is too large. But
and what am I taking a video for?
You're taking the video. This is for Google verification.
Okay.
Yep. And please make sure that you are in a location with a stable internet connection so that there will be no interruptions. And to get your Google Business profile verified, Jacob, we sent you an email that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. So can you please provide us pictures of the following as soon as possible, your tools or equipment, your work vehicle with license plate, your business license or insurance, your business card, business registration, invoice, and workplace. So to provide us with the required documents, you can either reply directly to the email or fill out the form included in the email, and we will be following up with Google and let you know if anything else is needed, okay?
All righty.
All right. And also, Jacob, one real feature that we offer is the weekly Google profile post to keep you front and center in local search. You will be able to preview and update this anytime on your dashboard. So would you like us to activate this for your business with no extra cost?
Sure.
Okay, so I wanted you to maximize what we offer, especially that it is very helpful with the optimization of your Google Business profile. And let's talk about Yelp now. Do you currently have a Yelp page?
I tried it, but they wanted me to pay for it, so I was like, hell no.
Okay, so if you don't have a Yelp page yet, Jacob, we can create a brand new Yelp page for your business and ensure that it will be optimized, but you need to have a call tracking number with us, which you already opted in, so we will be complete a Yelp page creation. So would you like us to go ahead and create Yelp for you?
Yeah, that's fine. As long as it's going to be free.
Yep, there's no extra cost for that. So let me just go ahead and create Yelp for you. And let's talk about your Facebook business page now. You mentioned earlier that you do have a business Facebook page, right? So I'm actually trying to pull it up right now. Is this your Facebook page, the one that says Sanders Services, or no?
Yeah, Sanders Services, yes.
Okay. All right. So do
and
you
it's got gray or whatever?
Yep, I'm actually pulling it right now. So this is your logo,
that's the
right?
color. That's the color I was trying to get.
Oh, okay. Well, anyways, I already noted it here that we will be using your logo color for your website. So let me just have this. So you do have access to your Facebook business page, right?
Yes.
Can you grant us admin access so we can optimize?
If you'd like, you can just open up another one.
So actually, we need you to grant us access so we can work on the Facebook app, Facebook. So we will send you a secure one-click link to grant us partner access for this, Jacob. It typically takes 1 to 2 minutes. So once added, we will optimize your Facebook page. It is important to have consistent information. So please do not make any changes to your name, address, and phone information. And I do see here that you have Facebook ads as part of your package, right?
Yes.
Okay, since you do have a Facebook ad, I'm going to send you an email that says, grant us access to your Facebook business page to get
and
your
ads. And it's not going to do nothing. I'm just going to have to log into it or whatever, and y'all be able to have it?
Yep. Actually, with the link that I sent you, it will ask you to log in with the personal Facebook that you created in your business Facebook page. But we will not have any access to that. We will only be working directly with your Facebook business page, because on that link, it will ask you to choose the page that they will grant us access. Okay? And
all right.
I hope you'd be able to add it as soon as possible so we can get your ads running and work on a correct timeline. Okay?
All right. That sounds fine to me.
All right. So I already sent you the link, and once you already add us as admin, I will receive it here. You can do it if you have time. And let's talk about your Facebook ads. So I do see that you have Facebook ads included in your strategy. For your Facebook ads, Jacob, would you like to send specific images or messaging for your ad campaign, or have a creative team handle this?
You can just do a creative team handle it.
Okay. But you do have a lot of photos that you can send, right?
There, you can just use the one that's already on there. I've almost uploaded all the photos that I've taken off my jobs.
Sounds good. Let me just go ahead and pull it up so we can work on that. All right. May I know where did you upload your photos? Was it on your dashboard?
I'm sorry, what?
Yep, did you upload the photos on your dashboard?
No, I haven't uploaded any photos on my dashboard yet.
Oh, okay. So if you have time, you can upload it to your dashboard so we can use it for your optimization, okay?
Okay.
All right. I'm going to just note that. And for your Facebook ads, Jacob, there are 3 lead response methods, and you can choose only one. So we have this form fill, calls, and Facebook Messenger. So with Facebook form fill, your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook ad. The information will be sent to you via email and SMS in real time, and we recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible, and these leads will also be accessible in your client dashboard under the Leads tab. The other options are calls or Facebook Messenger, but what we recommend, Jacob, is using the form fill because it will give you better tracking, better quality leads, and ensures no opportunities are missed. And most of our clients running successful campaigns are using form fill. So which one would you like to use?
Hold on just a second. Could you repeat that last part? I'm sorry. I was getting in my truck. It connected to my
Yep. So there's 3 response methods for Facebook ads that you have. We have form fill, calls, or Facebook Messenger. But what we recommend, actually, Jacob, is using the form fill because most of our clients running successful campaigns are using form fill. So which one would you like to use?
Whatever is more successful.
Okay, so let's work with what we highly recommend, okay?
Okay.
So that's form fill. All right. So, yep,
and what
I
exactly
see...
is that going to do?
Okay, so for the Facebook form fill, your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook ad. So when they see the ad, they will fill in the form if they'd be interested, and you will receive the forms that they filled in through email or SMS in real time. So you will receive all of their information, and you can always give them a call, so you can reach out to them.
All right.
Okay. And I do see that you don't have Google Ads in your subscription. Will Google Ads allow you to dominate page search results, putting your business at the top of Google? Exactly when and your prospects look for your services? So you only pay for true demand here when someone clicks, and investing can quickly accelerate book jobs and revenue. If you would be interested one day, Jacob, would you have a $300 campaign to maximize results? And you can always add this anytime, okay?
All right.
All right. And our team is available Monday through Friday, that is 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. Is there a specific day or window that works best for you for check-ins, or shall we reach out if needed?
Just if you, I mean, call me. If I don't answer, you know, just call me back later. I don't know.
All right. So we'll try to call you. If you're not available, we'll just try to leave a voicemail and just let us know when would be the best time to talk to you, okay?
All right.
And I do see that you have a logo, right? The one that we see on your Facebook. So please also include, please upload your logo to your dashboard or to your local Splash app so we can use it for the marketing.
Okay.
All right.
So,
and now,
so can you text me a list of everything that I need to get done?
Yep. Yes, I can do that for you. Well, anyways, I sent you the email for the requirements that we need, so maybe I will send you for a reminder, okay? So I'll send you the list of the things that we need. All right. So you will see several important emails from us soon, Jacob. First, review your keywords list, the one that we just discussed earlier, and let us know if you want to add or adjust, just reply to the message. And if you have project photos, videos, or logo, send them directly or upload them to your dashboard or app. We use only high-quality, copyright-safe images, so if your submissions are low-resolution, we will add industry-stock photos as placeholders that you can revise at any time. So, do you approve of the use of stock photos or AI-generated images?
Sure.
All right. And your client dashboard login, which you should have already received, can be used to track calls, leads, search visibility, and campaign progress from anywhere on any device. And let's talk about the time frame and what to expect. So your online campaign will launch in phases. Your ads will be live in 7 to 14 days, depending on documentation needed. Your directories and Google Business Profile will be optimized in parallel. So you should see meaningful results within 45 to 60 days. So please check your dashboard for real-time updates. This year's growth is monitored daily, and we will meet regularly to review and refine the strategy. And as your business becomes more visible, you may get calls, even texts, event texts from scammers or competitors claiming to work for Google or offering unnecessary services for a fee. So if ever you're in doubt, forward those to us immediately and never pay for additional listings or services unless it's directly through Local Splash. And of course, we want to schedule your first campaign review in 3 weeks to go over your early results and next steps. So what day and time would work best for you so I can send you a calendar invite as a reminder? So 3 weeks from
just,
now.
Mm-hmm. Just 3 Mondays from now. I'm always good on a Monday.
Okay, so you're always good on a Monday. Do you want to do it at the same time that we started your client interview?
No, I would like an early, like, 8 or 9.
Okay. Let me go ahead and check if there's available spot for you. Oh, you want to do 8 or 9, right?
Yes.
Okay, let me see. So that's going to be on the 30th of March. Okay. So, yep, we can do 9. Are you okay with 9 a.m.?
That's fine.
Okay. So I will have 9 a.m. your time. Anyways, I'm going to add you to the calendar invite so you will receive a reminder when you will call.
Okay.
All right. So let me just have it here. Alrighty. And as I mentioned earlier, I will do a test call to your call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine. It's good to see if you'll be able to answer your first call on your tracking number, but please note, Jacob, that that call will show up as a lead in your dashboard. However, since I'm not actually a real prospective customer for you, it will display as a not valid lead, but you will still be able to review and play it, okay?
Okay.
All right, and this wraps up on onboarding. Thank you so much for investing your time. Your engagement sets you up for meaningful growth with Local Splash, but do you have any questions or concerns that I can help you out?
No, that's all.
All right. And also, Jacob, in 5 to 7 days, please review the information submitted via email and SMS. If anything is not accurate or needs updating, please reach out right away and we'll adjust it. Our support line is 877-635-6225. We are open from 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. That's Monday through Friday. We're also available by email, SMS, and chat.
All right.
So please feel free to call us back if you're still to help. If we can't answer right away, Jacob, we'll return your call the same day or by the next business day. So please watch your email and text for status update and expect a follow-up call in a few weeks to review campaign momentum and opportunities. Thank you again for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. We look forward to helping you take the lead in your market. But then again, before I let you go, is there anything else that I can assist you?
No, that's all. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jacob. Enjoy the rest of the day and take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.